Eggs. So a little more about eggs, we got the bugs. Even related a little bit. Okay. We're discussing the sugya of eggs. The shach. Shach argues with others as to what the Ramba meant when he says the expression barrier in the context of eggs. Does he mean that the afroach is a barrier? Or does he mean that the egg is a barrier? We, Rashba and Rav Yosef Karo understood it means the afroach is a barrier, and the shach understood it's the baits of the barrier. And we had mechavan to the raya of the oroch meshach, lashon he, which was lashon nekeva. And we saw that the two of the great contemporaries, the Megillah Sefer as well as the Bari HaShulchan, that's basically the same kasha, which they don't cover. It's not there. It starts with the kasha of the Minchas Yaakov. It was a Kadman a long time ago. At the five of Cohen Street, the quotes over here, as I mentioned to you yesterday. It's Biurim on the word Ubeitza. As follows. He says, the Shach explains that the Rambam, the whole sort of the Rambam, that's the Beitza. Harambam Gufei Kosav Sham, in the very next halach, as we mentioned yesterday, on page Kuf Dalet, towards the bottom. The Beitza's of Tomei, or Beitza's Trefash, and his Arva Beitza Macheras, Shirim Beshishim, Umavurim Kane, to Beitza Greda, Lohavi Beria. Who is this Kasha? The Minchas Yaakov, Klam and Malav's cotton base. That question is raised by Minchas Yaakov, and then went tumbling about this kasha. So I thought the answer had to be, is that it's the Beitz is considered to be a barrier only because of the froach that is in it. Oh. Then what happens if that froach is the srasik? So then the assumption is that if I read his lashon, it's kasha on what we call the chavas das psha. I feel the name of the beitza haviberia, haik she yisiru ala beitza, kon beitzas of tome, chegav, avok she yisiru ala afroach, hadas no senes, logical, he says, to kedei lo livatel, bina she afroach ye begede beria, v'lo kashe nisrasek. In other words, if it's only a barrier because it has an afroach in it, and the afroach gets shmettered, so that's the Katzachavas Das's case. But then it shouldn't be a barrier at all. That's an interesting question. Interesting question. So I thought the answer to both of these questions is as follows. I just formulated it a little bit of a different way. The bait is the barrier, as the Shach said, Lashon the Kevin. But we already learned yesterday shiur that you require halacha lemaisa, we paskin, you require it's called a berias neshama, right? It's a machlokas by chita. Is a chita berias not? So what's a machlokas? And we paskin it's not, because it's not a berias neshama. It has to be something which is a neshama. There's no neshama to a chita. Right? So that's what the pshat over here too. That the egg is the barrier, as the Shach said. But the egg is only a barrier if there's a neshama inside. What's the neshama? We saw already in Tosfos that some say it doesn't have to be a full efroach. It could be just a drop of blood. A drop of blood is the precursor, is the beginning of the formation of the rikum, as they call it, of the efroach. Yeah? And as a matter of fact, that's the whole reason why the Rashba didn't like the Rambam in the first place. I saw a quote over here, instead of reading from the originals, a little shortcut, we're doing Megillah Sefer yesterday, you have to come back to it today. Someone wants to put it on? It's on? Thank you. Just to save a little time, look here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good. It's towards the end of this discussion. A few more pages. We'll come back. Just to share this one line towards the end of his discussion. Where he quotes that that's exactly the issue which the Rashba and the Rambam are disagreeing about. Got the right page. Good. The Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, excuse me, the Rambam and the Rashba, can be Beitzes Afroach, Tlodas the Rambam, Nechshel the Beria, Uveshut the Rashba, Chelik Aleph, Simen Vav, Kosav the Eino Beria. You know why? Should the Eino Berias Nishama. It's not a Berias Nishama. But what does the Rambam clearly hold? The presumption is he also requires Berias Nishama. It is a Berias Nishama. Because the Afroach is a Nishama. Now, whether the Rambam will agree with the Kut Shildan, that's a question. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Feirish, what did the Mechaber hold about this? They're fighting that he said this way, that he said this way. I'm not getting involved in that dispute right now. But that's the Nakuda over here. That's the Nakuda. The Rashba explains why not? You need a Neshama Shechayav on the Thus of the Shabbos, some want to say. He said, no, I'm not going to do it Shabbos. The Rashba says, Eino Nechshel the Berias Neshama. Well, you know why? Hol Vadayin Lo Nigmar Yitziraso. It's information. The Rambam says, no. Gam Zeh Nechshel the Berias Neshama. Befrash Osel Digamer Lios Berias Neshama. And, of course, we mentioned a minute ago, the Beis Yosef is this topic. Ula Afila Beit HaShesh Barak Tipas Dam Nechshel the Berias Neshama. Shema Osel Tov Osel Lios Berias Neshama. Okay? So that's, and quote Yad Yehuda, amazing, this I never would have said on my own, that the Rashba in the Tshuva, Hasova, Sheira Nechshel Beris Neshama, maybe only Medaber, Chagav Nesharak Yitzchel Yitzrakim, but then ain't more Afroach. But if it's already an Afroach, you might agree. That's not the Pashu Pshat. I don't have that dude in front of me, but that's what he's suggesting. But it's just, the whole point over here is as follows. So we're suggesting that you can cut it both ways. You cut it both ways. That the bait is the barrier, as the Rambam seemed to say, Lush of the Cave of the Shach, and the Oroch Mishach said. And Afal Pikain, it can maintain the status of a barrier even after the Afroach is Shmetan. Because it's not the Afroach is the barrier, but the Afroach is the Neshama. Okay, so it's still the Neshama. The Shema we pointed out already a few times that a has been a Shema is also a Shema. As a matter of fact, someone gave me a terrace to an Akasha in the Beis Medrash today. He asked Akasha at the very beginning, he opened the Shulchan Aruch. Akasha was, why in the world did the Mechaber put Gid in third place when the only case in the Shas Bavli that talks about the case of Beria is Gid Anoshe? And yet, for some reasons, you don't understand fully why. When he goes, Beria Dehainu, the Mala of Tami of a Gid Anoshe. Why? The suggestion was made that, well, the Mala and of Tami have something over a Gid Anoshe. Right? Because it's a Neshama now. Gid Anoshe came from a Neshama. So maybe that's the reason. Okay, that's not a bad Ha'ara. Fine. Good. Now, Rabosai, yesterday we got to see, and people want me to talk more about the books today, which we'll get to, but I think once we really started this, that's at least finished. We left off, I think, in the middle of a sentence. No? The question was, what is the definition of a barrier, and when do you define barrier? I think I've got that far. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. When we're in the middle of a sentence, we ran out of time. Right? Somewhere there. Oh. I think I just thought of this. Am I correct? It has to be Shalem, right? Where they get it from? Makas Tazayin. This we did. Restitution of the Mola. Oh. Quote an amazing Chazanish, who said, and this we read yesterday, Nimoach shen is batel en chilim en is mach bekedera ve is mach as chom abishu en is mach bepiv and el isa kol shen is batel ven hakoras ha'ayin kodem blia yesh kan din bitli yavish b'yavish kol shen is batel tzuras kodem blia batel men din beria so kine dogim hedesh shen nimoach meruvach shekosh adar shi natsa mishtei asibas ha mach as bishu ve al isa vishak shalem great. So the question becomes Rabbeinu shel olam. What's this is what we saw yesterday, the end. What happened? What's the case? He swallowed the whole thing whole, that's impossible. So what's going on? How do you have the case? Must be, it depends upon when you put it into your mouth. Oh. But that's, I think that's, we ended here yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, is where we stopped. We ran out of time. So let's pick it up where we left off. He has a very nice trot of Megillah Sefer, and it's one of my favorite svarim, and I wanted to share his trot with you. Listen carefully. Again, the question before was an excellent question. Let's just pick up from here. Okay. Another Chazanish. Listen carefully, please. Halaisa asura be mevatel isa lechatchila. He pulled something out of left field. The Chazon Ish, woo, mamash like a magician. The problem is the isur is not the swallowing; it's the chewing. The chewing itself is the isur, because before you chewed it, it was a barrier. Now you chewed it, you made an ois barrier. The same as you know how to take a barrier and chop it up. The major is simply so yes, simply kuf av sevav. Well, you can't use your teeth to do that either. So the whole problem, it's an amazing restatement. The problem is not that you ate treif. The problem is you're in violation of Anis Chatchila. I mean, that's a pretty, you've lowered the stakes significantly. And, you know, come on. That's prior to Rabbanon. And there are a lot of leniencies. We'll cut to Mechavin in a minute. That's Chazar again. Eino meikl shal nagar b'kinei dog, imel mishun nav isfeka de Rabbanon, imel kinei pirshim b'mekom v'nesu uv'safak yisr, we spoke about this a long time ago. When it comes to Suffolk, we'll get to the bug soon, right? Have a bavada yisur also those. So to the chewing itself is yisur. Well, the fiza yispar shayisur b'simen zeh gam ba'ofen shalois should be bavatan lechatchila. Adkan. Okay, that's what Chazanish said. But here's a hara. Yes.
How is the
bitlus
lechatchila? The bugs are dusted behind. I could sell bug powder in the shuk. Grind bugs and they're not buried anymore.
You're not supposed to. If we'll have to see later. If he's assuming that bugs have a status of barrier, and whenever it comes to barrier, as we saw in Gittin and Dalim and Beis by Chatuchel Skabit, the close cousin of barrier, they found in the same daf together one after the other that Nuflum and Spatzu is okay, but Bemezit is not okay. We don't like Gemara and Gittin and Dalim in the context, you remember, of the Simon Sadi test about the Chatchila. So therefore, what the Chazon says is correct. Now watch. Madua Tzuchel HaSafek, we should be matter anyway. Why? He's chewing the fish. Ain't no miskaven the rasik as akinim. He thinks he wants the lice in the fish? Or the bugs, these teeny bugs in the fish? Lech HaSafek, they want to eat the fish. That's all. So what's the comparable to? Look at this now. You have, it's before Pesach, and you find a couple of grains of wheat in this whole big pile that are somehow looked as a chametz in them. Torah Chaim says, why? And this is going to become to, I won't get to it today. Do we label your grinding as a bitlis chatchila? Oh no, you would do the same thing if there's no yisur anyway, you would do the same grinding process. Now one single chita mechometz, you do the exact same grinding to make the matzah. Ukimo ke matzah truma sadesh nitron chita metulos meratarim. There's a bug in some of the wheat. You would do the exact same thing in the grain if it wasn't a single bug. Rabba matir levat lebeofen shenem eskari lekach. We saw. Here too, we should be matal leisa, the chewing, kevin she'eino miskaven levatel. Gevalt, So we're stuck. So the Chazanish is Shver. He comes up with a fascinating distinction. I think this is very, very important. Chazanish and it's also why? Because without Nischatchila, no, you chew everything. According to Michael, yes, you chew, I even chew blueberries. I'm chewing everything. Nothing gets swallowed whole. So the fact that there happens to be some bugs there, some, that should be an irrelevancy. Because it's enem eskava, it's your normal modus operandi. Oh, look what he comes up with. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Vega in the Tshuva. Shimon Ein Zayin. Kevin eshet levatel k'she'enem eskava l'kach. Look what he says. Im kein b'chol tarova shul balei chayim, madua eino batel. Why not? Very tzorach l'shochton l'taken amachal. You want to eat, you got to shechta first. Im kein k'she'yemuta l'shochton l'chatchila, kevin she'nechavonos shurach l'taken amachal. You have two different groups of animals. One's a group that has five kosher ones and one trecha one. So then it's balei chayim, not patel. The other one has only five kosher ones. Nothing is, you can shecht the same way. So why can't I shecht these six if I can shecht those five?
But
the egg,
you're
going to
do a whole
other
mesa. You're going to do a sixth shechita.
Correct. But if I had, okay, good. So I'll give another example. I have six kosher animals, another group of six with one of them is not kosher. I have shechting six. Here I'm also shechting six. So I would shecht the six to sack the same anyway, whether there's one mixed in, which is treif or not. That's what you Vegas cash. Watch. What's his answer? To be Easter Amura beheta below Hakara Beinayim. V'yalkolecha v'yechad. It's this topic. Shizeh ho'iser. So right now, these six, five mutter and one usher, don't talk. That's a mischaracterization. They're all usher. Right now, they're all usher. Because by Chaylo Bateli. It's true in their origin, five are kosher and one is not kosher. Right now, they're all not kosher de facto. Oh. Okay? Vakolep, yeah. Vimkein, yev shaloma, hakol aser. Yev shaloma, shu osli matiku na heter. No. Demiacha vakol aser, mikrik shishochet shu matakan es iser. So yeh, mevan es chatchila. Oh. Masha ein kein bechitim metulos. Listen carefully. Shehaheter nikoli atzvo. It's separate. Shrei klipa sachita heter v'omedes li atzvo. Ela shemunach bo hatola v'hu ha'isur b'zeh v'hu ha'isur. In other words, the Easter is separate and in theory identifiable. You have the five kosher, the one treif. There's no way you don't know which one is treif. Impossible. With all the king's horses and all the king's men, you'll never know which is treif. Here you have chitim mechumatzos metulos. If you put enough time and effort and money into it, you can pick out the tola. You can pick out the chametz. Yeah, you can. But who wants a schlep? It's a big pain in the neck. So therefore, we say, all right, it's fundamentally all mutter right now. You can't say it's all asa because the idea is that so there. You could, with enough effort, you can get rid of it. Watch. Pesach shayach loma. The misasi b'tikun ha'eter shadayin nikar u'mutol yatzmo soto mechitim mechumotzos, right? Is tchinas ha'eter? It's not miskal about list and Rabbi Akiva Vega. Oh, beautiful Rabbi Akiva Vega, beautiful. Now, what the greatness of Megillah Sefer? He takes Rabbi Akiva Vega and he applies it to this situation. That's the greatness of today's gedol. They know how to take something which is great and apply it. You have to first find the good material. Rabbi Akiva Vega's truth. If he's a yuvan. Shebedin Beriash and his brought slain b'simin and simin kuf. Also lo be'emes lulos es hataroves as the Chazanish said. You know why? Keva sheheter and a nikali atzma v'chol hataroves asura ubeliis also who misaken esu iser have a bitlis l'chatchila even be the emes is amazing b'kach. So to by kufav if you discover the same thing. Right now it's all asur like the six animals, five kosher. And one usher as a bechivayger. Oh, but the Chazanish is a different case. What's his case? Ochel dogim mevusholim. All the guy wants to eat is cooked fish. All he wants to do is the fish is flounder, is delicious. That's all he wants to eat. That's it. Flounder. V'yesh chashash kinim bior hadag. Maybe there's some tiny critters there hiding under the skin of the fish. yeah, instead of taking so long to go find them, and just crush the whole thing up. Zedom ha'tchina aschitim mitulo shehet ha'nikol yaso yesh v'zehet ha'shleinim b'skavim yesh tahatagam bevada yisav lorak b'sofeg. He's chewing up the fish and he's grinding up those little things. It's mutter. I think it's a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful verb to defend the Heliga Chazanish. But you gotta admire Agadol. With everything. Agmeru Dikateritz. And he says, Avshi Yishavdu Diri Agmar Vashulchan Aruch can be bittled at Be'yavach. Yeah. It's still shver. Why? Mamavua Begumara Shalokam al Achilas of Tomei Achilas Evim and Achai Unamolam. That's before Shin Gemara, right? We know that. Before Shin Gemara's. Ubipshit Pashtus. Lo meduba shabolea, he swallows the whole thing whole. No, ela beofen shaloes also v'nisrasku v'chakach bolea. Umadu alok al achilasan. Hari b'shar shabliya kfonis batlu b'din beri kon del chazanish. Rebbeinu shalalem. Umuchach mizeh, as we said yesterday, shelo mistaklim al shas habliya, ela al shas achnasa lepeh. V'im hichtes beri shneim lepeh, av shenisrasku b'derech achilasa. It's a mefurish gemara. Okay, it's open. We haven't had a gemara's chul yet. It's a mefurish gemara. What daf kuv gimel? Give a look. Both say open the gemara kuv gimel if you don't mind. Open the gemara kuv gimel amud beis. Kuv gimel amud beis. Please open up if you don't mind. Kuv gimel amud beis. Yeah.
Let's see what the Gemara discusses.
Second line. Mao Rashi. Chilkal b'chutz the kazayis Eber Menachai chilek l'shnayim. Kodem shit nenu l'tok piv v'yochas alavada v'chakach chesi l'sheni mao. Mi mitstarf the chiyuve kechol shari surim the kaimlan the mitstarf is shirai l'chatzoyin chilz pras. This is the pshat of Rashi. Okay. But, he says, look in Perish Tosfos. Rashi's pshat is his pshat, but look, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat, many kashas, etc. V'nira lefarish. It's, if you have the Tosfos, it's the last, I would say a little more than halfway down the narrow line to Tosfos, Kuv Gimel Beis, the last Tosfos in the Perek. Rebosa, see you. V'nira lefarish. The chilke b'bachutz potter. Afilu ochl bevasachas. Why? The binan she mechuba bepiv v'yiel of shem ever. So it could be called a barrier. It has to be considered, you know, one thing. The ochl chidushu could the pirish mekuntus to be amalom mechayim agidin vatsamos. Agidin vatsamos do not count towards a kazayis normally. We learned that a long time ago. V'ochl mechayim and the chabal chidusho. Avachil kav bebefnim in your mouth. Chayim. Why? The derech who shenechlo b'piv v'shas liza v'rishlokish poter. I feel the chagav b'bifnim. Okay, so now you saw the Gemara with Tosfos shot. Let's go back here. So what is he saying, Gemara? Kav eivim and achay the chayov and olav dafkik shu eiv v'shalem v'mchilgam v'bechutz korim shidnenu l'tok piv poter pot v'mchilgam b'bifnim das Rabbi Yochanan shechayev. The peritosis is a derech achilahu. Shnei v'filin b'shas lisa. The muach, the mashe beriyim is right. Second, besoch apem a derech achila. Ain't no pota mi malchus. The came in the b'shas achnos of the peh hichnis beriy shlema. Yesh the chashiva shel achilas beriya. Uke'en shemavurah b'gemara sham. The same gemara a little bit later on. Give a look a little bit later on. Ar mishlokish kazayas shamu chutz b'shal ben hashinayim. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afen Ben Hashinayim. Yeah, it counts. What's stuck between your teeth, it counts. He quotes the Gemara, watch this. Ben Hachanechayim, between the gums. Shemit Starav L'Kazayis, why? Kevin Shinismah B'derech Achiloso, Zeh Nechshev L'Achilas Kazayis. Rabbo said, that's the Kazayis went down your throat. But a Kazayis went into your mouth. That exactly is considered to be in the category of Kazayis. So it says, Rashi is Ben HaChanichayim, HaMedabek B'chiko Shegrono Nenebo, U'meyav Lo Nenu Chayev. Right? That's what he says. We pass in your Chayev. And guess what? I mentioned to you yesterday about the halacha with the blueberry. A little piece of a fruit. Or, I guess, I'll eat. We know that. Wait a minute. As Michael said yesterday, you're not going to swallow it whole. You're chewing it. So the Chor Atzuma al Divrei Chazanish. As much as we love Chazanish, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. So you know what? Yeah, it reminds me. My father, the Chor Atzuma, always tell a story. Rabban Kotler, this conversation shiurim in certain places. He was such a Chorif. But there were people, wise guys in the audience, who wanted to show how much they could, joust with him. So when he told the story, Rabbi Aaron Kotler once said, like, he opened the mashiva saying, "State in the Gemara." That's all he said, four words. Guy raised it from the back. "Is the Gemara fakert?" His Gemara says the opposite. So he said, "Before she Gemara Chazanish, he found the Gemara fakert. Like the Chazanish. Watch this." Right? I can't show it on Zvachim in front of us. But we saw this once before, if you have a good memory. Potter. Why? Remember we discussed this. So you have two-thirds of this, you don't get Magos on anything. Because the food is all... Every piece is but the barov of the other Yisurim. Yisurim of Allah Zezeh. Says Rashi. Shabitlhu, when? No. Bishas ali'isa bepeh. Shenivlo menecha bischaveh. Miyutno shazeh, berubo shazeh. Ubatl amir barov. Kona lechen lohoya bitl. The bitl is only when you're chewing it. It's not enough on the right to the chazanish. Umuchach da amachas isa vehetta betoch piv. The same as, it's called heter. They're both isurim, but they're heter with respect to this isur, right? Pigel nosim atomin. Fine. V'yav shech is a toch piv isur be'en shas habliyah kovas oz isur kvar mevutel. The boy says, "Now the gemara fakert. How do you do the gemara chul against the gemara zvachim? Atchiav akosav ashlish rechim b'neim. Who's that? The Megillah Sefer. He's the kosav ashlish. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful." Look what he says. It's Sarach Lam. The ain't a doma on the mashem mevur b'gemar b'chulin. The guy b'chilku b'fnin d'chayim. The sham b'shas ablia hu bolea isu goma b'yen. There's no tarovis in this case. Rabbo is saying, chulin kuf gimel, there's no tarovis. It's isu b'yen. Not mixed in with anything. What's the problem? You're missing a shir. Oh, you're missing a shir. A shir is in a chashivus. Chashivus is measured when it goes into your mouth. Watch. That's what's be'en, Rabosa. Same thing with the case of the brachas. Gargir, right? It's bad. There's no tyrovus with that grape, that blueberry, whatever you had in your mouth. That's the Gemara, Rabosai, in Zvachim Ayin Ches. Now, what kind of bitl is over there? There's a bitl in your mouth. It's three different things. A piece of what's a pigal nose of a tummy all get mixed into your mouth. That's the case in the Gemara. Now, one more thing. To who adin beberia murevis beheter ve'ena betelam machmas chashivusa. Our whole sugya, our whole giranosha, right? And these things of this type, beria is not bottle. Not the same case as you have three surim in your mouth at once. No, nothing in your mouth yet at all. They're all lying on a table in front of you. But it's a taruv shaila, not a ben shaila. As a chazan ish, and the aliisa and this batla hachashivusa imkeim puteli barov, which has bliare bolei heter, and the gemara zvacha faker. See, you got it with us, chazan ish. You see, he ran from a meyafel to a gadol. Yes, man. No, Pasha's not. No. This is the Nakuda. Oh.
Why is that a Raya?
Because the Gemara's Vachim indicates that with respect to certain things, at least, based on Perin Rashi there, the bitl will take place while you're chewing it in your mouth. You don't say, as he moved it into his mouth, the iser, it remains awesome because of the chashivas. So the answer is that's different because there's a bittul. So the chazish extrapolates, it's an extrapolation. I'm the first to admit it, as he's going to see in a second. You extrapolate a case with a bottle in your mouth to a case with a bottle on the table. Yeah, potential with burial. That's a chiddush, okay. Oh, yes?
Could you have said, just read the Gemara Zvachim out like Rashi?
That maybe you can, but I didn't go to the Gemara Zvachim because I want to cover more ground. You can look it up. If you find an alternate pshat, which won't be according to this, you let me know. But Rashi is Avi Amafarsh. Well, the fees that Yesh Hevdel ben din barely the Gabi Malkus of Bracha, Achrona, who ben din barely the Gabi Bit. The Bedin barely the Gabi Malkus, Afshin is Strasik Bepe, Chayav Kemisha Bolea, Yisuv Yesh, the Hashim, Shalachil is Barely, Kemisha Nisul Pe, Bishlam is Strasik Bechil. Fine. Mashay came within barely the Gabi Bitl, the Kavan Shemishas Lisak for Eno Hashivus. Beria, mispatlu berov heter, or rov yisah, as we treat heter for this purpose, which has bliyah bolea heter. Mary, he spent so much time defending Chazanish. First he defended him, then he slugged him up, then he defended him again. So you'll see, okay, must be right, right? No. Av shi yishavlu divrei Chazanish, adayin einu misyashev al alev. It doesn't add up, even though he defended it technically from every... Against all comers, he defended him. Why? To lefid devarav, tzorach loma de kedilyel, shekola yisur in our sugya, lilos atarov es beberia, v'chayosabit, chatiri v'lizkabit, hu rak mishim de'eim v'at nizlachat chilim. He lowered it dramatically. It's not the posh of pshat. He said, dochak, v'bepashtus mashmash ha'yisur en a butl klal, kam beberia v'lizkabit, av kshilos atarov es. And he, look at this funny example. U'bevidash yom kippur, here's going on. Vida Shem Kippur. Vida Shem Kippur. Vida Shem Kippur. We already started Cheshvan. And it's just a few hours ago. But still to my Vida Shem Kippur. You know, what's the name of the, what's the month's real name of the month? What's the real name of the month? Mar Cheshvan. So Posh, either it's a bitter month, there's no Yom Tovim, or Mar means rain, because you know, in Israel they're asking for rain, Talamata, in less than a week. But some want to say that Marcheshvan is from Lashon, is an expression of the Gemara. It's brachas. Merachshin svasayim. When you start talking, your lips are still moving. After you finish talking, some of your lips are still moving. It's like more of the brachas. So the Bali Musa say, in Marcheshvan, our lips from the Yom of the Ram are still moving. The davening we did, we put so much effort into our davening, we're still moving. So it's appropriate. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he talked about Yom Kippur. We said Al-Chet. We forgot about Al-Chet, didn't we? Well, maybe we shouldn't. Okay, so we're a reminder of Al-Chet and Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, Barachshin, Svasayim. I like that. Okay? So what does he say? Al-Chet, Yom Kippur, Tzorach al-Isfaras al-Achilas macholas asuris, v'lo rak bitlis l'chadchilim. A guy ate this, also come to the rabbi, what do I do? Al-Chet, Shechotan al-Rabbim, the machal of the Mishnah, that's one of the things we have. No, it's the same about Eschatzchila. He technically solved all the world's problems, but he feels in his pit, in his gut, that this is not 100% right. But then you're stuck with the Kasha. Yes?
So, I think we explained this, I don't remember. According to
the
Chazanish, why is
something Chayav Malkus for. Oh, with respect to Malkus, which is Be'en, the critical moment is when you put it into your mouth, Vaharaya. You put in your mouth a kazayas and something that's left between your gums is chayim anyway. It's derech achila. Here too is derech achila. You have to take a grape, it's less than the shadir of kazayas, it's a teeny grape, and then even though you chewed it up, you still have to make a bracha achrona potentially. If you're only missing a shear, but bittel, which is in your mouth, in one's vacha mayan ches, there it doesn't depend upon what you put into your mouth, it depends on what you swallow. And therefore, if you chew it, and the three things are chewed together, and now they pigle no stomach, it all mixed up together, so now you would be potter from malchus. And the chadish extended it to get an usher, which is bittel on the table, not in your mouth. Wasn't there used to be a commercial for M&M's? Melt in your mouth, not in your hands? Did they stop that commercial? No more?
That's what you're saying.
It's still saying. Is it true? I don't know if it's true. I'm saying over here, melt in your mouth, not in your hands. The two cases are a little different. Here, it's got butt in your mouth, not in your hands, but the chazanish equates them. Forgive me for revealing my past. Yes?
The Gemara in Zohar is talking about a case of Bizzle de Reisa.
Yeah.
But could we say that our case, which we pointed out, I mean, how is there any Bizzle de Reisa?
Correct. Right.
And the way that he is, meaning...
Well, that's what Chazanish says. He equates the two kinds of bittle. But other, it's an extrapolation. You might have said this is only true if it's bottle in your mouth. Then, as long as it came in, it'd be open, but not bottle on the table in your hands. But that's the extent. No, but if you don't like it, so what are you going to do, pshat? What's pshat? There is no pshat. Right? He swallowed the whole thing whole? V'lulei divi Rabbeinu Chazanish. Now he ties in Rabbeinu. He's Rabbeinu before that.
But argue with him.
exactly. Until now, he was defending, he was Chazanish. Now he wants to say something different, he's Rabbeinu Chazanish. That's appropriate. That's an appropriate rabbinical style. Hey, Mokal Loma. The Av Shemavua B'Gemar Zvachim She'isa Shemesar Behete. Derech Isa. But Luberov Mutal Abolo. The Komagon B'Beri Amu Revis Behete. She'chazal Armu She'enem Isbatelas Machmas Chashivusa. So the pet, I just said, you don't extrapolate. For whole the chnis of the pet shu shlema, yesha chashivas beria shlolas battle, kemish misrakechas, besech bedera hachila, yesha chashivas shlolas battle, who the chnis rabbin. Say yosem misyashi berehitas de reaposkim shulchanarach, the beria vachatis rabbin, enem is batlim, apishas li isa, for lo rak mishem bitl isa lachatchila. He wants to say that you're chewing it up. Against Chazanish. Chazanish, it chewed up, it lost its chashivas. He's saying, no, it does not lose its chashivas. And I'll clap al chet, b'machal v'mishnah, not even on chetchil. Aik mo zvachim, that's belts in your mouth, not in your hands. See, M&M's comes in. Okay. Adkan. Shuv! Look at this. I saw in B'dikas Mazen Kalocha, I think that's the safer on books, I think so. Am I right? That's my vi? Is that the safer? Anybody know? Guys, when Israel, no one told you about all the bug scandals? These are Moshe Vai. He's Vav Yudal. He's considered the bug expert in Eretz Israel. I think it might be a safer. I'm not sure. It is? Tell us the page, what page? A letter from Shlomo Zalman. He holds, based on the Chul Kuf Gimel, the Chagav Mefneim is Chayev. He holds, as I said, Lulei Divrei Ben Chazanish. So Baruch Hashem, he has an ally, Shlomo Zalman. But guess what? HaPesha also HaPesha Hitir. Shlomo Zalman who asks it, is going to turn around and be matarit. You got to love of Shlomo Zalman. Watch. Rak Yotzal L'Chadesh. Shebetoloyim ha-mu'rovim ba'ochel. Hol v'hei mu'usin. V'odem misayev osam. V'lo nichle v'achilosam. Yuk. Ulai lo nechshav risuko ma'adei le'isa l'derach achila. Kevin she'ena mu'unyan v'kach. Normally not, but something which is disgusting, yes. And it's not about his chatchila. Why? He doesn't want to eat this junk. Crazy, you place it. Rishkinus Yaakov pischetchu v'orach hashulchan. Yes, you svar. Sar gam svar zul deheter. They chew it up. The bugs, if there are any bugs. Now watch this. Gam shamati al gon echad shlita. I would love to know who he is. It's not like him. Almost everything he attributes. I guess his gon echad was afraid that he should be attributed to him. Look what he said. Shenishal ayde kihila shoyah mitmotzi etzlam toloim tanis belechem. teeny, teeny, teeny things in the bread. Hayamakam meruchak was far away. V'kasha lo havilecha b'makam acher. You couldn't get it? That's it. It's a, you know, the Mefarshim say have an expression, Hichos pasakam. Ala lechem yichyadam. Torah says, Allah ala lechem devada yichyadam. Ala lechem yichyadam. And they couldn't have any bread. So you know what he did? Horolam leheter. Leshiakpidu lilosas alechem. Chew the bread. Any little bug we chewed up. So it's like, see, Chazanish would hold this way. And even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would hold this way, because that pesha is the peshit, if I tell for these creepy taloyim, you know what? Meiridik. 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 Ah. Fine. Now let's discuss what the place he say. The place he dialed we saw yesterday, am I correct? He said it's not mitchilas for yosef, because it's in the fruit. What's the place he based? Look at the place he based. We gotta look for every. I'm now committed to talk about bugs. I'm committed. Today, tomorrow, we gotta solve the bug problem. Yeah, before we'll get back to eggs, whatever. We got the bugs. It's a pressing issue. It's a pressing issue, bugs. Okay. So let's look in the crazy place. See? Let's look. We have crazy place here. That's the crazy place. See? We saw Dalit. That was, again, he said there, it's not mitchilas b'riyaso, but in Beis, it's a different word. A different word. A very... You understand, Rabbi Yonis and Eich was a genius. That's Mandapolik. A genius. He had so many, call it Hamsos, brilliant ideas, how to save Kleisos. We saw what he was Lushin yesterday, Trisman Aparanus. That was Lushin, a shield against the Aparanus. We're eating bugs all the time. So, let's take a look. Beis. Where's Beis? Where's Beis? How's Gimel? Oh, wait. I don't know what Beis is. Where's Beis start? Gavalt. Beis. Okay. Iberia be'elef batel lo machlokes. V'lios ki litzorech nefeshu. Ki ba'avonoseinu ha'rabim v'medino salal b'yom ha'machamim. Mamish ain pri u'michyo mozon lechem chadom ha'shem bun rachash. There's nothing without bugs. They didn't have refrigerators. There's nothing without bugs. Rebbeinu shel olam. Yev shekemat lebotkan. Omnu ma'ata kama se teeny teeny weeny. Ad ha'shem nochis lebitul v'muot yivatlu. Amarti. Me'ayin lonu Ezra. Asher nana v'yom pekuda. Person dies. Has to give a cheshbon, or maybe Yom Kippur, in the famous vidui of the Chai Adam that many people have. I have it. I use it as well as you know in the Yashamnus, it's in the Yashamnus. I'm pretty sure it's in the Yashamnus. In parentheses, no one can get out without bugs. He throws in a chalti macholas asuras. I went macholas asuras. Me macholas asuras. I glad kosher, Beis Yosef glad, I don't know what, super glad, satma glad, what kind of a chos asurus? I'm makbid on every chumran, chol of Yisrael, and then chiyoshan, and I'm not, what kind of a chos asurus? Yeah, you're eating bugs. There's no one who gets any bugs, nobody. So he writes, yeah. A mighty me island of Ezra, Nabi Yom Kuda, Anusa lebeis ha-melech, malki rabbanu, v'lachi radin, v'das kadoshim nimtza, Hasov the Batalim be'elef. His first word is Batal be'elef. He's trying to. Does it really mean elef or means 960? Right? We saw 960. Right? I don't want to go into the whole arichas of 960. Did you accept it or reject it? The math I'm not going to do now either. Let's skip this first for the moment. Okay, fine. Yeah. The Rosh says, "Gin chatil eskabez lo batili." What did Gemara say? Tzricha listening hav lo ha. Shver, no, it's not true. Is that butter be elef? Is that butter be elef? That's the kasha we saw, right? We saw the tzricha said avkuf. Rabbi also said avkuf. Avkuf. after we finish with Beya, Chaticha Shem Levela, to Batal Baruba. What was my answer? Chaticha Shem Levela, Neochim, it's not Batal. Tzricha. Yashmin and Gid, should the barrier he, yeah? Have a Chaticha, Emelo. Yashmin and Chaticha, or his Kavan, Batal Neoch, and have a Gid, Emelo. Tzricha, you see? The two are cousins. It's one after, right? Same with Chaticha, Rabbi Hafila, Be'elef, Lo Batal. So here too, it's not Be'elef, Lo Elef. Elef is more than 960. Says Yonis and Abishitz, Ani, Blavachil, I want to be a Gemara. Mechetesi, Lilmo, Lamet, Chad, Mechavito. When you barely say, the Chadich of the Skabin, the Hepech, and I know some Shavim Klal, the Korah of my Kori. Lachain, you're near a Lee, Lomar, the Chol, Chichuz, the Gemara, Hachman, the Omar, the Sfil H, there, Kol, Shadarko, Limonos. There are both sides, take a look over here. Honich, line two, kuf. Lemadi ama kol shedarko limona shenino. What does that mean? What's going on? Let's give a look. The Maseches Arla says Rashi gabe chavilei tilton lo batal hanami pamim shenimnos to adam osilimnos chatichos of leminyan arachim l'tshezimei. You count them by the ones, not by the group. You know, you count things. You know, why you guys gonna buy? Buy a bag of chocolate chips. There are 1,000 chocolate, they don't count by the number. Yeah. But sometimes some are countable. They count, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items in a bag. Okay? Eleman the Amma, Eshadaka Limana Shanina, Michael the Maymar, Rashi, Eshadaka, Mugon the Minionu, Lobotel. Going to tell them that you always count it by the minion. Abadava also did nothing but omit sometimes. Alpha Bishan Nimna the Fumim sometimes. Bottle. Amalo Batla, Parachatich Shem Levela is a switch hitter, right? Sometimes this way, sometimes that way. So the Gemara says it's where this guy says Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz like this. Look carefully, please. The whole Shrichusa, if you hold Kol Shadak Limonos, Shigam Hu Tzor Liashav Mishnah, Ali Bei Af Gidu Beria Gam Kain Sfilet Dakol Lefamim Limonos LeChashivas Haberia. Come out, Gemara. The Mekom Kol Lo Havik Nilmat Zemizem. I feel the Indian Shia Bichlal Kol Takel Limonos. Behold, Eshet Takel Limonos. Isa Beriyo, Isa Chaticha Viliskabed. Hem Gzeres Chachamim Bifnei Atzmon. Then Hayin with Eichzar Adayt of Lechemnos Kamichad Mechaver. You can look Koshen Midi. At Kan Svile the Bottle Biele for Bosai. The Man Dava Dava Shem Minyan Bottle. Yeah. Abel Man Dama the Low Bottle. Pshita the Low Bottle. It says in Zvachim, Achas Beribo Yamusa, 1 in 10,000, even 1,000. Rav Papa says, Katana the Dabba Shiva Minyan Lo Batal, Osi Shapir. See, he answered the Rosh's Kasha. Why did Gemara here not say, equate Bear with Dabba Shiva Minyan with Chetich L'Skabim? I one is Batal and 1,000, one is not. It depends on your holding the Suga Esokol. The Ilu Rav Yonison answered the Rosh's Kasha. You and I, we'd answer Rosh's Kasha. He's a Gavarabba, can answer with a fancy pilpul, S and Kol. He answered the Kasha. Good, you put it aside, you'll go a few times, you'll see, he answered the Kasha. Fine. More than that. Yosef there. What's the reason? Kuf adini, berlo botl, shaminen mehach the dog tome. Fachta chaticha will iskabe, lo botl, hu mishna shuli avodazor. The bus of becholo lo botl, la bechaticha will iskabe. Toysizim says, "For the nishnas kan, rak lahores the rota v'nosen tam." Fine. So what's the shricha? Let's get chashivas al bottle, even though it's mutar b'hana. Get it's mutar b'hana. So do chaticha with the skabit. Okay, fine. So tag the lamelin. So why it's not shver? Tonele beduchte the bear bottle be'elef. Vechaticha will describe it also b'mashu, can be bosa b'cholof. Can't make a distinction. Either yes or no. Again, I can't, there's too much of a pilpul over here. He wants to write that Elif Ber is batal b'elif from Tosus Kasha here in Chul Daf Kuf. Let's take a look. Kuf from Alf Shiny. Again, we weren't supposed to do this now, but Rabbi Yonis forced us to do it. He quotes Tosas Kasha. Kol Tosos Kasha. This Tosos. Now, Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalem and Aleph. Take a look at Bosai. It's the last narrow line. Mashva the Chatichas the Veil of Butler. Perik Basu the Mesechel Avodah Daf Ayin Dalem of Mashva the Butler. Apparently, it is Butler. Hold on. Kasha is he quoting over here? Oh, the end of the Tosis. He says, "Ulepirish there, the last line. Sarah lefarish the davish of a minion v'lo iser hana, but the elutana v'lo chein od nakat elachatikas basa becholov upolag atana dehacha tamachlokas atanoim. Why? Earlier in the Tosis." Chatiras basar b'cholof nam perik basar de mechaz avodah zarah dafayin dalem and alef blo b'teila, right? It's also b'hano. So there is an opinion, Rabbi Osai, that the only time chatiras with iskabe, listen carefully, please, is not batal, is only by yisrano, only by yisrano. It's against the Avishnah, right? Avishnah is not that way. Look what he says. That the Mishnah Berurah argues, the veil is butlo because it's not asavano. Zeldas a riff, v'lo kedas kol aposkim. The riff holds halacha lemaisa. The riff left out our Mishnah. Left out the Mishnah. Why? The Rosh already points that I left out the Mishnah. You know why I left out the Mishnah? Shalok halacha. The one of the Zara is only by Yisrael. No, there's this thing of rule is gabbat apply. All other Rishonim say no. I don't stop with the Gemara. Hold on. There's another Gemara in Chulin Sadi Tess. Lavkol Shirim Shove. Dag Tomei Shirikov the Messiah. Why it's in the Mishnah? It's Yosef Yosef, the Aleph. The Rambam holds. Again, this is too complicated, Rabbi Osa. Okay. I'm not even getting to the point I want to get to yet. The first point, the whole Nakuda is Batal B'Elef. And that's going to solve us, Rabbi Osa, from burying all of our situations. Whatever bugs you find, whatever you find, water and strawberries, whatever you find, is less than 1/1000th of the sum total of what you're eating. That's his first primary Nakuda. We'll get to the riff a little bit later on. Here, get a look. Harif Hishman called our Mishnah to get star begin. Left it out. And the Rush explained why. Take a look at Bosei in the Rush. Simon Lamedala. Let's take a look. He tells you to look. We have to look. Bosei, here we have to listen to him. Go to Lador. Simon Lamedala. Perikir Anoshe. Please look inside. Simon Lamedala. Watch this. The end of Lamedala. Last four lines. Last ones on the page. Page Kufsal. Rav Alphus Shalohevi Zu Amishna Degid Vechatichas Nira Desover Techastichas Nevela Betela Vesover Chemastis Nemesach Levod Azara The Tarte Binan Dovash Beminyan Visuri Hano Vechen Muchach Mitok Dvar Pekbasa Levod Azara Says the Rosh Velesa The Riff is wrong The Bechol Duchta Masha The Chatichas With the Skarbe Lo Batla. Okay, but you don't say the Riff is wrong. You see, you argue with the Riff. Riff can't be wrong. Isn't that wrong? Oh, but now, watch this. Watch. V'lo zocha mi beria. What about? You know, oil the rush, oil the shreino. No? Tell my story about that with the sitter. I don't tell my story with the sitter. A great man, Rabbi Danziger Shlita. Rabbi Danziger Shlita is a man who well into his 90s, lived in Riverdale, got there before me. He was a real Hershian. He was called the Shulubay Smedrish Chorev. He was the Redelheim Siddur, the Yekesh Siddur. And he was against any any Kabbalistic reference. He told me that Brich Shmei is Kfiris, it's Avodah Zorah Mamash. He told me, say Brich Hus is Brich Kisruch V'yad, it's Kfir. As he told me, I kid you not. So Brich Shmei, thank God, is not in the Brich Shmei, may God be blessed. May God be blessed that Brich Shmei is not in that Siddur. Say that. For some funny reason, probably by mistake, there's one of those, the Shem Yichus that got left in. I think for Abba Minim. Got left in by mistake. What did he do, this good rabbi? He cut it out. So every sitter in his shul, that page is missing. The problem was, when they were davening, like today, was it for a Shchaylish, after Modim, it just stopped. Because of the I said, Rabbi, you want to get a limit to the Shem Yichud, whatever? Shot back. Early Rosh, early Shechina. Okay, just mention that. Apropos, what's the first story we said today? Okay, fine. So what happened to Beria? Mela, the Rif, wanted to leave out Chatichu with the Skabe. Why? Because they want to have Avodah Zorah, the tired they've been in the Israel. What happened to Beria? Gewalt. What happened? Right? What happened? Aval hihi, the chodim inayu nokat, the sphere of the rush, chad dina islay. Aval borrowed the Ishmael called a Mishnah, af burialo sphere. Do you believe it? He just did away with the Lisa Baron Ganson, the Rebbe of Yonison. Since the Rift did away with the Isra of Chaticha with his Kavim, why? He left the Mishnah out. Well, the Mishnah has buried too. It's also left out. Pillay ploya mamish. Pillay ploya mamish. Pillay ploya. Okay, Ad Kan Rabosai, the place. I can't go any further. Oh, no, I can't. But we do know that the place he had his other chap, to see it again one more time, he's so worried about bugs. He's so worried about bugs. I think we saw this yesterday in Dal, am I correct? Where's that last Trisman Apollonius? Let's see it one more time. Oi, Gewalt. Toloim Tanim Milbin Kolzman Lepirshim B'Torim Nakol Sheretz Alaretz Ein Kanisin Lechilz Mirasan Chibriyasin Shalom Milbin Shirachesh Halozerak Mikre Abolo Yachai Yitzira Nem Keng Shino Tzeres Muteres Loas V'Torah Rak Shirachesh As V'Torah Ein Dem Itzchilz Briyaso Meiridik Meiridik Milbin Gevaldik. Oh, wonderful. I, the Rosh, asked it. Yeah! The Rosh Hashitasa doesn't hold your Adin Isa Mitzchilas Biyasa. We do. That was yesterday's Harifus. He's so Choruf. Mamish Choruf. He said, oh, Chas V'Shalom, don't rely upon me. But, Bavei Nosein Arabim, he can't help it. Who can say I don't have it? Trist of Nea Peronius. Great. Now open to Chavaz Das. Chavaz Das is not so happy with his Trist of Nea Peronius. We saw this a little bit yesterday. We have to go back to it today. I know we saw a little bit, but I have to go back. Chavaz Das here in Siman Kuf. Sif Katan Hey. Rav Osi, it's important to see inside. I know you already want me to get to the strawberries today. I'm going as fast as I can. We'll get to the water, the strawberry. We'll get to all the important things. Just you have to go in a certain seder. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to go in. Go to seder. Siman Kuf and Chavaz Das Sif Katan Hey. Okay, crazy placey. Beria Achash Apirshu. Eav Shalom Akein. Kedemucha Boda Ochel Putis Aloka Arba Namaloka Chomesh. Umar Bahanach Tolom Shein in the Surmak Achash Apirshu. It's against the Rambas and so. Vatam et Zorcha Zayas Bahanach. Ugam Kemishim Beria. Kimavua Bimakasaf Yud Gimel. Alma Gav Zachosh Gam Kim Beria. Psh. Okay. Ryan number one. Okay, Ryan number one. But he goes past it, goes further than that. The old. Dim kein nevela gam kein lehevi beria. Why? To asura mitchilas briyoso mishamasei den zvucha. Now, wait a second. One could argue it's a necessary but insufficient condition. In other words, he's saying, Tchilas Piyasa was a determinant, but that's necessary but insufficient. Nevela is not something which has its, you know, that as the Rosh said, if you cut it in half, it's still called Nevela. But he wasn't going with that. Ba'alach t'chavaz das. Yeah. That's his assumption. Look at the Imrei Baruch, Rabosai. Imrei Baruch. Timken devel at Gantka Levi Beria. Bagosa v'kiveger. And it's also in Makkos on the Mishnayos. Well, what happened over here? Right, on this, that's what's going on. What happened? Some poskim want to say from the Brisa Kuf Beis Amid Beis, Ochol Tzipra Tahora, the Nemola Lo Mikri Beriam, Uminola Huze, Dimel Inyan Bittel Shaper Havi Asura Mitchilas Briyasa, Shem Isa, watch this now, Eina Zavuach, Techal Mitchilas Briyasa. What a harifus. Eina Zavuach is immediately, the minute the animal is created, it says Eina Zavuach. Oh, hold on. Let's go slow. Slowly. Slow. We have to go very slowly over here. Now, the question is this an intrinsic issur? Let's read all this further. Uve emes. Gamon birash brachavaz das on the siyashev zeh. Avon the siyashev kusha acheres shehikshasham nir tzirchayin tzorachin godl te tevel nami ene metchilas briyoso shol nesrak achar miruach. And tevel were not for the fact that what Rabosai lacks spirits neshama would also be considered to be a barrier. With a tevel having the dumid and the malosh and nikkur isa mitchilas briyasa after on this gala isirak achar rechisha. What if it achar miruach or achar rechisha? Who had then been tevel the achar amiruach? Mashenkim truma then a master rakal yedei kriya shem. The question is how you define. Tchilas Briyos. It's an open question. How do you define it? How do you define it? How do you define it? Hold on a second. Hold on. So you know what? Rabbi Akiva Eiger comments on the Chavos Das. They were contemporaries. Take a look at the previous, if you have it in your I have the previous paragraph in mind. Oh. He says, Nimkein Nevela Gagan Nevela. I asked the kasha better. Right? Once it dies. For yesh lomar, the dafklin in Malkus machmasalav shall nevela lo havi mitchilas briyasa. Till it died. So Isur ain't a zavuach, have a rak a save, a little lucky yellow. Aval in your bittle, then Shlomar, the little bottle needs to shed a zavuach, to mitchilas briyosa. Meridic. It's a big problem. The fact that, in other words, even though we disregard any zavuach with respect to Malkus, but now with respect to bittle, umashatiris ha mechaber, what's the mechaber? The chavas das. Let's take a look at the chavas das, Rebosa. Look at the chavas das. For yod and aveim can aveil and lamy levik buried in hasura mitchilas briyasa shum esed and zvucha elavadai. What did he answer? What's the chavas das answer? He denies the whole thing. The kavanas and mechaber who kamoshet kozem b'toras abayas are we saw this yesterday. What did he say over there? Dafka shisura machmas atzma kon molo gid shasura mitzaratzma mitchilas briyasa ave buried muteras. He said the word is just a throwaway lie. He didn't mean it. So the Bekiveger ain't Dan's answer. Why? That Dan Kosher. The Maish Neve Menachai David Beria Dover Shos Machas Atzel Briyoso after Min Het the Book of its own. Who Maish Neve is a Vuach to Mikru Isa Machas Dover Racher. He's saying that Isa again. A little bit further, back hiske gabi isur machmas atzma mitchilas briyoso stama de milsa mitchilas briyoso. But all depends on machmas atzmo. Unevela v'chev mi beten mikri dover ache garam lo leoser to machmas atzma dover hetu a book of itzonu rachman ashariy. What's the problem? Need shchita. It's no shchita. You need shchita, Rabosai. Frekt Rebbe Kiveger. Eva Menachai is also only a problem because of the Yitzchita. And that's called a barrier. We don't have to knock those That's a peculiar Eva's Kash against the Chavis Das. That's a Gavaldiga Kash. So there are a lot of Gavaldiga Kashas over here, Rabosai. A lot of Gavaldiga Kashas. So let's first take a look back in Megillah Sefer before we get to other sources. He talks about this as well. I'm trying to come back. I can't do everything in one breath. The tribe of Alimitzchus, places he's gotten bays, Bittel Baro, Beria, the rift doesn't pass in Beria, we said before. Like, that's his vart. Then, Bottle of 960, yeah, he quotes all these things. The place is another heter, Pirishim and Apri, fine, Gvaldik. Tris Reparonis. Primagam also quotes that, very nice, beautiful. Chavez Das, no! Chudah Shogadar quotes this, Asa Mitzchidas Piyasa, nah, it doesn't mean that. It just means Surah Migufa, it only means. That's only me, as I never meant it. But the Shach is like because of the Placey. Oh, a good ally to have, the Shach. Why? Afilu bebetas efroach, that we start to ask beginning today, Shir. Dato nota, she'ena nechsheves with barrier. Why? Ho of our beitza hoysa muteres betchilas briyasa. Remember we saw that yesterday? It pibbles back and forth. What's the beginning? What's the end? And the Shach is still beshver. The crazy place. Yes, Akash. But in any event, it's low saga she is through me gufo. You need to chiz briyasa. Shachs of Khan Gimel. The Tanai of Machaber, Briyas Neshama, Cheschito, Kavona, Afshe, through me, Tchilas briyasa, and Kilai. Mashva, he takes it very seriously. You need Tchilas briyasa, seriously. For Afshe, Tevel, he's through me, gufo, Machas Atzmo. He claims. The Shach says, no, not a barrier, not a sacha miruach. That's the Shach says. It takes a while to miruach. Now, what? Oh, what's in my book? I told you before. Tarte minon, gam shi iser migufo lafuke trevim in abetan, v'nefel, v'chayotibo, v'gam shi osim etchilas briyos. You need both. The pro, the prima gadim, is maker by toloyim nesorim rak achash apirishu. In Sifkot and Dalit, he says, trevim and abeten is not a barrier. Now he's a machas atzma. You need both. So if you need both, many of the kashas are removed. We're only left with one thing, tevel. Because tevel would have been a barrier if not for the briyas neshama. Even though it's not a neslacha miruach, this is a terrible kasha, a tremendous kasha. Who has kasha? B'ki v'egun, makis, yes, it's kasha. So what's the answer? What's the answer? This is a gevaldig akasha. This is a gevaldig akasha, a tremendous akasha. What does he say? Tzorach loma. Watch. Tevel isuro migufo me'etim yisiroso. For the moment it's created, it's awesome. Elashesh tanai. Enones ach miruach. Epsa tanai. Look in the Rashash chulin sarivav emaralf. What do you say? Look. What does the Rashash say in Chulin? Give a look. You have a Yalkut first with the Rashash on the bottom. Chulin Sadi Vav Manav. What's here? Page Nun. Let's see if we can find it. Nun Gimel, I believe. That's the very bottom of column one on page of the Gimel. Right? Avotruma mut achi mareach. Psochem lam is Gimel, Meshani kion di achmetz v'nuchuva. Vuch the chal truma af pi odin b'shibolin. And look, the Tosfos says Mesach the Kiddushin. The Tos Sofer should say achi yafrish. And achi mareach. Kasha, the Rabbi Kiva Egel and Makis. Oh, that's why he's telling you, look here. That's Rabbi Kiva Egel and Makis. Oh, Sud Gimel. Till the Devreya and Gam Tevel, the Yechosh and Beria, the Kodem Miruach Lochal, Gam Genis and Tevel. Mashka Safti is not true. Osi Shapir. The came in the Torah b'shibolin truma so truma. I call chal shem tevel olav oz. Avot truma inen achi yafresh. So it's already chal earlier on. He claims that it is chal earlier. So the miracle is a tanai. It's only a tanai. Okay, whatever that means. Look at the rashash. Good. Vucha mizeh against the place. He has the problem. Guess what? Achi yarachesh is also holier tanai. Rabbeisai. The chita is no different than the bug. There's a later tanai. Here you want to call it creeping out of the fruit. There you'll call it miruach. It's still considered to be mitchilas briyah. So this is the end of the praise. Place is now in trouble. Oh, bucha mizeh the local grace you place if omdim b'shitaso. Yeah, he wants to bring another raya. Another raya he wants to bring. Oh, yesh lo chiyach me'evim benachai. The kind of berry, right? The Shulchan Aruch. Av shalach anaktina de behemel b'chayel lav le'vroma medes. Rama passed away. And he said, evim benachai b'chal b'shlema rak acha she nechtacha evim ben ha-behema. It's still considered to be a berry. Yeah. These are his kashas. These are very, very powerful kashas. Yeah. Ein ha-zavuach. Nevela, Malkus, this is what we saw before a minute ago. Kivega, Esen Zavuv, Chol Behema, Chavas Tas, asked the same Kasha. What did he say? Ena Zavuach, Ena Yisimach, Gufo, Nachas Dover Acher, Nevela, but Kivega says it's wrong, we saw it a minute ago. Mashi Zavuach, Misevi Menachai, for he got Misevi Menachai, Yesh, Heter, the Shchita, Afal Pikain, Nechel Yisro Migufo, Kemen Shumachas is Brios of Yitzhiro, so Lord the Mikre, who are Din Biasin is of Ruach. Yeah. So now we're stuck. Comes along the Megillah said with the following interesting answer. An interesting answer. Venimel Chalek, look carefully. The Be'eva Menachai, who is a Machmas, Heyoso Eva Mibalchai. That is the end all and the be all. Of the Yisim. That's it. Done. That's it. That is the Yisim. Shchita? Mandacha Hashemei. Don't do it Shchita. Don't do it Shchita. But Shchita is matter it. Watch. Omnom. Hashchita Omnom. Matal Yisir Zeh. Avalo Sibas Yisir. How does he know? Beautiful. Taregam im nisnabla behem an animal died. Misbatal Yisir Zeh. Not even in a chai, the animal dropped dead. Never shechted. It dropped dead. Guess what? Even in a chai is gone. It's even in a mace. Dropped dead. So what do you see? You can't say that the shechita is the cause of the issue. With another right. Uve ben Noach, hashechita lo matira es ha-issur, kolz machin mefarches es ha-shatomus. We're not going to discuss empiricals right now. Umucha the sibas ha'isur masha behema chaya that's alive, but the isur migufo nothing to do with the shechita. Shechita won't help for Ben Noach. Masha ein can be isur she'enu zavuach she sibas ha'isur machas mitzvahs ha'shechita v'zegorim es ha'isur v'zenikre she'isur machas davarach v'lo migufo v'lo chavas das. And the Yad Yehuda gives this beautiful teretz, but he gets stuck with one thing. He got stuck with one thing. Tevel, Gevalt. Tevel. Tevel is the same thing. He's Suro Novem Machmas Mitzvah Safrasha, Afal Pikain, Nechshav the Suro Migufo, Umaishna Meisa in the Devuach. So the Yahudi got stuck. Stuck. Ramish stuck. In both cases, the Mitzvah to get rid of, right? Mitzvah Zvicha to get rid of Ein Zavuach, and Mitzvah Frush to get rid of Tevel. You know what he answers? An amazing answer. I mean, you gotta love this gedolah. Look what he says. An amazing, amazing answer. V'nira liyashev shegam b'tevel ein chiyuv hafrosh esibas yisatel. Not do it if you don't know. To dava shegidula min haaretz asur b'yisat tevel v'hafrosh imata liyisat. As opposed to saying Zavuach, it's only coming from the Mitzvah Shechita. Is he right? Can there be an Issa Tevel without a Chiv Afrasha? Is that possible? Anybody know? If you're a brisker, you should know this one. No, 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 Dudy Vomis. Has to do with orange juice. Dudy Vomis. I guess you never heard of this brisket chomer. You know, you go to Eretz Yisrael, they tell you you can't trust this hashkacha. You gotta be mafresh. Yeah, what if you go to someone's house, they take a grapefruit off the. I had a case like that. I think I made a bracha on mafresh hafresh once in my life. My sister had her grapefruit tree. She lives in Elkana, the heart of Eretz Yisrael. She took it off. I took it off the tree, and I said, no one could have done it before. It can be mavish, but everything else you buy in the market. Who knows? Somebody did it here, somebody did it there, someone had it in mind, something. Well, what happens? Instead of giving me the grapefruit, you squeeze the grapefruit, juice. Here. Now what do you do? Now you may know that grapefruit juice, wasn't one called grapefruit juice? The Zeh Abiyam. Only recognized drinks are what? Yain and Shemen. And this is gosh. How you mafresh this doesn't exist. So the Chazanish paskins that it's impossible to imagine something which is also Mishum Tevel with no possibility of afresh. It's unimaginable. So he says, you know what you do? You mafresh from the juice. Either it works to knock off the yisur, or it works in the first place. No matter if you're okay. Well, guess what? The Brisk Rav said no. It's impossible to be mafresh, and it's awesome Mishum Tevel anyway. Seems to me that's the machlokas he's gedolim. The final machlokas of Brisk Rav and the Chazon Ish. Right? You see what's happening over here? He says, Yad Yehuda, what do you mean? Issa Tevel comes to Mishum Afrosh. That's like the Chazon Ish. And he, Megillah Sefer, says, no. Issa Tevel, Afrosh is a matter. When it works, it doesn't work. It can't be matter. Since it blabs also forever, like the briskers. That's occurred to me. That's what they're fighting about. Maybe. So now, Rabosai, we have to discuss. Our time is running out very quickly. But one more prima garden, Rabosai. Mishpat Zozov, Sivkot Nalf. Simon Kuf, Mishpat Zozov, Sivkot Nalf. When we first began the sugya, we saw that, you know, there's an issue of a comparison of Beri lo batel to Beri gets malchus. Remember that? That's in more malchus. How literal is the connection to malchus? You need malchus, you don't need malchus. What? Yes, no. Malchus. Why is it relevant? The question will be, is there an Issa Beri with respect to a din de rabbanan? He's the Rabbanan, there's no Malchus. Oh. If you take a look, Rabosai, towards the very end of the Sukkot, very, very end, it's very long, the very, very end. Watch. Take a look. Hine dvarim achashuvim v'embetelim in Rabbanan Malchus Chashivusim. On the Beria, Tam Chashivusa, Kosav Yisaveter, Milchus Kohen, Malchus, Piyesh Lachkar. Right? What's the din? What's the din by the Rabbanon? Giranosh Echitzim the Rabbanon, Ishak Be Beria. The Pre Torah says over here, he says, Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Rosh Yosef, which he wrote himself. Say, hold on. Watch. We get an usher abon and michiotzi yichoshev beria. The place he says beria the abon and choshevu. That's from Shimon. Kol shul lemalchus rabosai. He still doesn't have a beria. What do you mean? But didn't achieve malchus. Kol shul you always get malchus. Not only a beria. Means it's chashivus. So kavachoma for us. that it adds chashivas. And even though it's the rabbanon, there's no malchus. Sometimes you have shimon. You get malchus even without a barrier. It's not the malchus per se. The malchus is not the seed, but it's only a simon, if you want to use the modern jargon. Okay? Koshle didan, midachshiva atorah leberia. Umikom gom lava malchus tanya milsa. It doesn't depend on malchus literally. That's what he says. He quotes, basis nevela is a beria. Alma the rabbanon beria he. Because many poskim say that the whole iser of beitza is only midirabbanon. But if beitza is a froach, the rashi is preferring it's the rabbanon. Why? It's like a sheretz, a shoretz, a lotz midirabbanon. That's what the rashi we saw. I mean, we have seen that in Torah Sabbath yesterday. So you see, klar, does everyone agree to this? Does everyone agree to this? Give a look at Bosai in the Vilna Gaon. It's our last marmbaka for today. The Vilna Gaon Sukkot and Beis. Right. What's base? Go to Mola or of Tome to get Anasha Evin Achai. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kekotz of a rush. But the Chulin Kuv Beisim and Beis, Ochol Tzipa to Horav Chule. Usvirle, the Mashakos of Shem Bamash, Bamashu, Tichuya Biamo. Let's say, I'm mixing. What does that mean? Take a look at the one Daf Kuf Beis. Daf Kuf Beis. Look at the Gemara, please. Lashon of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon writes cryptically. Writes in Ramesh. Writes in riddles. The Vilna Gaon's riddle is what? He says, "Shem Mashu Dichuya Biamud Lo Karambam Macholas Asuras Perek Hey Halacha Gimu." Look at Toys' Ochal. This is Mamish Sister Torah. Kuv Beis Amid Beis. What's Kuv Beis Amid Beis? We were here already once before today. Kuv Beis Amid Beis. Were we not? So why are we coming back here? No, I made a mistake. We were in Kuv Gimel Amid Beis. My mistake. We were in Kuv Beis. We were in Kuv Gimel Amid Beis. This is Kuv Beis Amid Beis. Yeah. What's it over here? Oh, the Taptosis. Ochal tzipor, hochal ami b'mashu, bosa gina b'atzomis. Uben hakol tzor shekazayis. Flo havi k'mashu, the sefer, davi beria, vavi mashu mamish. What are you saying over here? We mentioned this a little earlier today. Although normally, gina and atzomis don't count to the shir kazayis, when it comes to Eve Menachai, it does count. It does count. Okay? So Eve Menachai is a unique status. Okay? Now, so you get Malchus, even though the Kazayas is comprised of Basagin and Vatsamas. So it tells you the Rambam in Macholas Asuris. What does it say? Perikei Halacha Gimel. You should have that in the back. Let's see if we look in over here in the back of the Ein Mishpat Amole. Yes, page Hey in our print, the end of the first column. Hocham Eri Menachai Kazayis Loke. I feel the Ochal Eri Shalem Yesh Bekazayis Chayev Pochas Bekazayis Potter. Potter. Not a barrier. Chotach ben Eivet kibriyoso, bosakin about somas, kazayas achulokin, afapi she'ain ba bosar, elakoshu. If it's the liberian. Al hifrid Eivet, achashatosha ben achai, ve hifrid, habosam ben aginim ben atsamas, en aloka, achiyoko kazayas ben habosam levada, ven atsamas ve aginim et sarfin bo le kazayas, beachash Shashina Brios. So, I don't. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll pick it up. But again, if you have time, the bottom line of this whole Vilna Gaon is he learned that Malchus should be taken literally. Malchus should be taken literally. The comparison is exact. Only reason that a barrier, Rabosai, gets is not bottled is because of the Malkus. If it's because of the Malkus, Rabosai, it will not apply to the Rabbanans. Yadudah has the same thing. We thought we'd have a push it the other way around, the Prima Garden. It's not so simple, Rabosai. We'll stop out of time. Tomorrow I'll go back to the books. Maybe we'll get to the eggs. I don't know if I'll get to the eggs.
If the only a frog is the barrier, isn't that only up to me to have honor?